attack on the Chechen parliament rattles nerves. The gospel momentum gets rolling for ministries at the Lausanne Congress, and Halloween's an opportunity to show neighborly style. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Islamic militants stormed the Chechen parliament Tuesday in a deadly attack that defied Russia's claims that it had stabilized the volatile region. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says the intensity has been disruptive to their work.
SGA is not directly involved in Chechnya. I mean, there was a small Baptist church in Grozny, but that's really pretty much non-existent right now. And any believers, I think, in Chechnya right now tend to operate fairly underground.
Russian ministry Sergei Rakhuba says the disturbance hit close to home.
In July, we had lots of activity there in Chechnya, in Grozny, offering summer camps to those kids that live there in the midst of that war.
Through their Schools Without Walls program, Rakhuba says,
they're reaching out to children through summer camps, and I believe that our effort will bring a wonderful fruit, because these young next-generation peacemakers, they do it in the name of Christ, bringing them hope. Consider supporting this effort, training next-generation leaders who will take the baton of faithfulness and continue reaching people in those difficult and dangerous places.
Next, after a four-year court battle, two Turkish believers have been acquitted of some of their charges. According to Compass Direct News, the men were charged in 2006 with insulting Turkey and Islam by spreading Christianity with the Bible Research Center. Those charges were dropped, but the men still have to serve time for collecting information from citizens without permission, even though there's no evidence. Pray that they'd be able to keep spreading the gospel. You're listening to Mission Network News. The third Lausanne Congress on World Evangelization isn't quite at the halfway point yet, but mission leaders are praying for what they're calling God appointments. We caught up with President of Mission Aviation Fellowship John Boyd in Cape Town, South Africa.
My primary objective is to seek the Lord's leading, but obviously to meet with other Christian leaders and see where the synergy is that we can partner together for world evangelization.
Boyd sees MAF's role in world evangelization shifting a bit.
All of us need to be more focused on how we evangelize and when we evangelize and where we evangelize. So ultimately, I see the role of MAF still being that undergirding support ministry, but being far more focused on the missiological task that our God gave us in the Great Commission.
Larger, more economical aircraft will aid in Bible translation, Jesus film teams, and other creative outreach initiatives. Funding is needed to help purchase these new planes. Meanwhile, Lausanne 2010 in South Africa is already bringing ministries together, MNN's Elisa Talmadge reports.
Six CEOs of the broadcasting ministries that make up World by Radio met yesterday and are continuing on today. HCJB Global President Wayne Peterson says those represented include Gospel for Asia, Trans World Radio, and HCJB.
We've got people from 120 countries that are doing God's work probably more effectively than some of us here in the U.S. It's really quite humbling. So the networking potential for us for HCJB Global and communicating the gospel worldwide through media is tremendous.
The group meets annually, but Lausanne provides a fresh outlook on the best way to minister in various countries.
We'll be meeting with the CEOs of these six major international broadcasters, talking about strategy and collaboration and philosophy for reaching the world with the gospel through media.
I'm Elisa Talmadge for Lausanne 2010.
And this Halloween, you can give your neighbors a better treat than candy, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Ron Hutchcraft Ministries has ideas for ways you can do this. First, you can hand out evangelistic messages with candy at your own door or when you go to other neighborhood homes. Churches can host harvest parties or set up booths at local festivals. No matter what method you choose, remember that Halloween is one of the best opportunities you have to be a good neighbor. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have questions about any of today's stories, call us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org and sign up for our free news updates, podcasts, and more. By the way, Mission Network News is partnering with OneNewsNow.com. Go there to find not only Mission Network News, but other domestic and international news from a Christian worldview. That's OneNewsNow.com. I'm Greg Yoder.